What does believing mean in the Bible? And how is it related to faith? Are they one and the same? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bernd Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bernd Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bernd's instructional teaching. Bernd shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bernd discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bernd.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of Antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen.
Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we're going to be talking today about believing. What does the Bible say about believing? Well, there's an interesting observation made by many Bible scholars that in the scripture, the word faith, which means trust, and the word believe mean the same thing. In fact, all three words mean the same thing. They all mean trust, and that trust is on Christ. So faith is an old English word for trust. Believe, in the sense that it is used in Scripture, means to trust on Christ, to faith, to have faith. And of course, faith itself means trust. Now, when the Bible is talking about believing, it's not talking about an intellectual belief, such as believing that Jesus Christ existed the way you believe that George Washington or King Henry VIII existed. In other words, it's not talking about historical belief. When the Bible is talking about believing or belief, it is speaking of trust. In other words, faith. The word faith means trust. And that trust is on a person, and his name is Christ Jesus. The next question we ask is believing important? And what does the scripture say about it? Well, in Matthew 21, verse 22, we read, "And all things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive." Now, that's a promise. It doesn't say you may receive. It doesn't say you might receive. It says you will receive. And we know that when we ask in prayer, we ask in the name of Christ Jesus. Anything we pray in the name of Christ Jesus at the beginning or at the end of our prayer or supplication. So in Mark 11:24, it says, "Therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted you." Now, let's dwell a bit here on Mark chapter 11. I just read you verse 24. Let's read verse 22 and then verse 23. Verse 22 says, "Have faith in God." And verse 23 says, "Speak to the mountain." The mountain is your problem, that thing which is in your way and keeping you from going forward with God. If you say to the mountain, "Be uprooted and cast into the sea," believing without doubt in your heart, you will have whatsoever you say. Here we learn in Mark 11:23. That we are to speak to our problems. We are to speak to the mountain. It might be a spirit. It might be a spiritual problem. It might be an emotional problem. It might be a financial problem. Whatever it is, speak to it by faith, by trust. Now let's go back to that verse 22 of Mark 11 that says, "Have faith in God." That word in the original Greek manuscripts of the New Testament is more appropriately translated, "have the faith of God." The preposition there, en in the Greek, means in, on, or of. And the translators elected to select the word in for the translation. Was that a good selection? No. Why? Faith in God is the faith of salvation, the faith to be saved. Faith of God is what we use for prayer, for declarations, decreeing, pronouncements, impartations. Now, why do I say that? Well, we have to first understand what the faith of God is that backs our believing. The faith of God is illustrated to us in Genesis chapter 1. Where Jesus created the whole universe and everything in it, the whole of the creation. And this was Jesus who was the creator according to the Gospel of John chapter 1 in the New Testament. All things were made by him, speaking of Jesus, and without him was made nothing that has been made. So let's go to Genesis chapter 1, and what do we see? We see that Jesus spoke the creation into existence with faith-filled words. 9 times in that chapter it says, "And God said, and it was. And God said, and it was. And God said, and it was." Now, that's the same as saying, "And God said, and it happened." Notice, if you read Genesis chapter 1, that God spoke the creation into existence with that principle. He spoke it, he said it, and it was. That is the faith of God. Now, here is the point. When God released the words from his mouth by faith, by trust on who he was, he believed, he trusted that those words would go forth and do what he intended. He believed that when he released the words by faith, the words would do what he intended. Why? Because words are creative. And the happening is in the words. So that's the faith of God. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're saying, Well, wait a minute, Byrne. Now, hold on here. That was God who was speaking. Sure, God could do that. He can do anything. But I'm just a common man. And how would that work for me? Well, the answer to that is you're empowered by God. Oh, yes, you are. In John 14:12, Jesus said, remember now, Jesus was the creator, huh? He was the creator. Jesus said, the things I do, you will do, and greater things than these shall you do, for I go to the Father. There, Jesus is saying, you will do what he does. So, if Jesus, when he created, released words by faith and believed they would do what he intended, trusted that they would do what he intended, when we speak in prayer and we decree or declare something and release the words, we must do what Jesus did. That is, believe that those words will do what you intend them to do. That's the faith of God. Notice, you have to back it by belief, faith, trust, in other words. And that's why in the following verse that I read before, Mark 11:24, Jesus said, therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted you. This is the power of believing, the power of faith. Furthermore, in Mark 9:23, Jesus said, all things are possible to him who believes. I know what you're thinking. You're saying, well, maybe I don't have enough faith. Maybe my faith isn't strong enough. No, Jesus said, if you have the faith of a mustard seed is one of the smallest seeds in existence, and from it comes one of the largest trees in existence. And the interesting thing about the mustard seed, or any seed for that purpose or reason, is that all that the tree is in the seed. So all that you speak by faith, faith is a seed. All that you speak by faith contains the result. You have to just keep confessing it, keep speaking it until the manifestation comes, because words are creative. So Paul, by the Holy Spirit, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13 said, but having the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed, therefore I spoke. We also believe, therefore we also speak. Is it important to hold on to belief? Yes, it is. In Romans 10:11, we read, for the scripture says, whoever believes on him, that is the Christ, will not be disappointed. Whoever believes on him will not be disappointed. So Jesus encourages all of us in John 14:1. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Trust in God, in other words. Believe in God. Believe also in me, Jesus says. In Mark 5:36, where a synagogue official was expressing fear or doubt, it says, but Jesus, overhearing what was being spoken, said to the synagogue official, do not be afraid any longer, only believe. So if you are troubled by fear, if you are troubled by doubt, if you are troubled by unbelief, just keep in mind these words, only believe, Jesus said. And what was he saying? Believing is a decision. It doesn't take any more effort to believe than not to believe. It takes the same amount of effort. So why not choose to believe and keep confessing it? Now, maybe the enemy will put thoughts of doubt in your mind. As, oh, this isn't real. This doesn't work. This is a myth. This isn't true. The Bible really doesn't say that, etc. You just say back to Satan or one of his devils, whoever is ministering to you, no, devil, I'm not going there anymore. I choose to believe. I stand on my believing by the faith of God in Christ Jesus' name. And they may come back and put doubt in your mouth, and you just say back to the devil, "No, devil, I'm not going there anymore. In Christ Jesus' name, I choose to believe." And that's all there is to it. Then in Ephesians 6, verse 16, we read, "In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith." Did you know that faith or trust, believing, is a shield against all the attacks of the enemy? Listen to what it says. "In addition to all, take up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish, to die out, all the flaming arrows of the evil one." In other words, believing or faith or trust, they all mean the same thing in the New Testament, is a shield that protects you against all the attacks of Satan. So when times get hard, just start confessing what you believe God is going to do for you, to protect you, and decree, "I raise my shield of faith, which dies out every flaming arrow of the evil one, in Christ Jesus' name." And keep repeating it until you see the manifestation. For 2 Corinthians 5, 7 says, "We walk by faith and not by sight." You see, what it amounts to is, in the natural world, believing is seeing. But the kingdom doesn't work that way. The kingdom of God, in which we are all in by being saved or born again, works just the opposite. In the kingdom of God, believing is seeing. In the world, seeing is believing. So in the kingdom, as far as spiritual things are concerned that govern the things of your life, if you want to see their manifestation, to see, you first have to believe. Believing is seeing. But James 1 verse 6 gives us a warning about having steadfast faith, unshakable faith, without doubting. He says, by the Holy Spirit, "But he must ask in faith without any doubting. For the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. Let him who doubts not believe he'll receive anything from the Lord, for the double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways," verse 7 says. So you set your heart to believe and you keep it steadfast. You do not waver. You hold to what you believe until you see your result. Steadfast faith. That's what it's all about. In Romans 15, 13, the Holy Spirit through Paul said, "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Yes, it's important. And one of the most important realizations is in a simple verse of John chapter 6, verse 47. Listen to what Jesus said. "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes has eternal life." Did you hear that? Let me say it one more time. He who believes has eternal life. That's what the importance of believing is all about. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Today is as good a day as any. I've heard people say in the past, "Oh, I'm too far gone for God to accept me. I've done too many bad things. Or I've got to clean myself up before I go to God." No, none of those things work. Jesus has to clean us up. And if Jesus has a way into our hearts, he has a way out of our circumstances. And he can make a way out for you. There is no pit so deep that you may be in that Jesus cannot reach down and lift you out. And he will do so if you seek a relationship and faith walk with Him. Are you ready? Today is as good a day as any. Pray this prayer aloud now, won't you? Being willing to turn from your sin, the Lord Christ Jesus will bring you into the kingdom and transfer you out of the kingdom of Satan into the kingdom of God, where you will be under God's protection. Pray these words aloud now. Pray these words aloud now, won't you? Being willing to turn from your sin.
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes, along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.